is that's the choice that I was talking about. That's the thing that is presenting itself to me more and more and more, and seems to be becoming more real. And whether I choose to allow or not allow, choose to follow the old strategies that keep me numbed out in some way, shape or form, or just really allowing that truth to come through.
Well, it can't come through, in my way of looking at things, it can't come through, and in the way you're describing it, unless all strategies are abandoned.
Yes.
And all strategies are in themselves seductions.
Yes.
They come in the form of thinking one knows something.
Exactly. And what you mentioned about not knowing anything, that's one of the things that's been really scary,
yeah.
Because I'm saying to myself,
yes.
Holy shit.
So you have to be...
I thought I knew.
You don't. So you have to be willing to go through whatever the result of facing that is. And for most people, from my observation and from my own experience, for most people that involves tolerating a fair degree of upset. Mm. It'll be upsetting. How could it not be? Admitting to yourself, seeing the reality, the truth of, that I can't even make a choice. Whatever I make will be partially right, partially wrong, no matter what it is. That it isn't about what I choose, it's about recognizing what's really going on that really isn't in my control. That's very upsetting. That goes against the whole life training that most of us have had, that we should choose well, we should make the right decision, we should be good, we should do this, we should do that, and then the right things will happen, or good things will happen, or our life will turn out okay, or we'll get what we want, or whatever form it takes. What I'm saying is essentially radical, that none of that is true. It would be true if you could explain something. If you could just explain how one hair on one human head grows, then everything I'm saying would not apply. But I have yet to hear of anybody being able to explain how one hair grows.
And what do you do when you're willing to surrender to whatever happens, but you do have to make a decision, and you realize that neither is right or wrong, and neither will go to a better place or a worse place, but you have to send the papers somewhere?
Well, let's throw him into crisis first, then I want to hear more about that. So, that's not a frivolous statement. My guess about you is that you've had more than your share of partial crises. You need to have, if you want the real deal, you may have to be more willing to really have the real crisis of not knowing, that turns your mind to mush, because you really get it, that you don't know, that you don't have even a shred of an answer that really answers anything that matters. And I always exemplify what matters by the whole thing of one hair on your head. If you could explain how one hair of your head grows 1 micrometer, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But it's one thing to accept that intellectually, and it's another thing for it to turn your guts inside out, that this is for real. I really don't know anything. I can't explain anything when I really think it through, and everybody who's ever told me they can was misguided. They can't either. I'm out here without a paddle. And that's your real situation. You're in the middle of the ocean without a paddle. I'm telling you, you don't even have a boat. But I'm not telling you bad news. I'm trying to tell you what's already the case. It's as if you're, you know, sitting in a puddle and you don't realize it. The wet hasn't gone through your skirt or your pants yet, and you think it's dry. I'm just telling you, you're sitting in a puddle.